He exhaled heavily and squeezed his eyelids closed before opening them again. She'd heard about Brad's old girlfriend, Candace Hillman, being pregnant and her disappearing from school. Everyone had. Was that what was bothering him? Why would it, though? Wasn't he with Willow? She couldn't bring herself to ask. Secrets, after all, were secrets, and she had plenty of them. Brad could keep his to himself. The warning bell pealed down the hallway. Amy thrust her backpack into a space in her locker, checking her books again before slamming it shut. Brad did the same, at a much slower pace. Ignoring the urge to hurry him along, she ran to her first class, lest Mrs. Wilson ream her out for being tardy or absent again. She'd unintentionally missed so many classes in the last few months. Mornings were not good for her, even on the nights she didn't sneak out. At times, it took all the strength she had to lift herself from bed and begin another day. The feeling had worsened since Olivia's passing, her grief taking what was left of it. The bell rang, and she made it to her seat just in time. "How are you feeling after last night?" Felicia asked. "Man, this hangover is going to be the death of me," she said dramatically, gesturing to her head. Felicia laughed and slipped into her seat as Mrs. Wilson brought the class to order and began handing out the previous day's assignments. Brad glanced at Willow's empty seat, his expression ambivalent. What was he looking for? "Amy Carter," Mrs. Wilson said, beckoning her to the front of the room. Amy rose from her seat and walked to where Mrs. Wilson stood behind her desk. Her stomach clenched tighter, and she felt the acid from her orange juice creep up her throat. "Yes? Amy, I would like to discuss your final assignment. There seems to be some confusion about what was required." "What?" Mrs. Wilson swung the papers around and laid them on her desk. A pang of shock reverberated through Amy as she saw the grade. In bold red, the letter F was encircled beside her name. 10% of her final grade, and she got an F. How? She'd spent all of last Saturday on the assignment. "I don't understand." Mrs. Wilson's expression softened. "Amy, I explained the assignment clearly when it was given to you. We had numerous discussions regarding the importance of this project, and I do believe you were given ample opportunity to ask for clarification." How had she gotten an F? Amy swallowed hard, fighting back the tears clogging her throat. Mrs. Wilson let out a deep breath. "Amy, I know you have some struggles with this course, but this can't continue. You will spend the next 3 lunch periods redoing this assignment if you want to pass. I will remind you that this is 10% of your final grade." Blindly taking the paper Mrs. Wilson handed her, she shuffled back to her seat. The heavy beat of her heart gave her notice of what would come next, and she knew the feeling of the attack all too well. It often came in her nightmares where her secrets haunted her. Tingles skittered through her fingertips as her blood raced through her veins. The air became thick, almost too heavy to breathe. She had to leave, had to get out of the class before she embarrassed herself completely. Nausea followed the tingles. She grasped the edge of the desk shakily. "May I go to the bathroom?" Amy asked, almost whispering. All she needed was a nod, and Amy was out of the room, as if the hounds of Hades were behind her.